It is 10 Dozen Minutes of Gimpy Audio Interchanges with Chick and Mr. Skullhead. I'm Mr. Skullhead, and Chick is on a laptop sitting next to me. Chick himself is not sitting next to me. His voice is coming through a laptop running Skype because fuck Adele and fuck Sound Blaster.
Hey, what do I sound like? Gilbert. I must sound great. This is, I don't know what the hell, man. It's like, I decided to make this trip and then everything fell apart.
I don't know. It angers me that I'm sitting here with this brand new machine that I'm in love with. You know, I love the things this machine can do, but the one thing that I want my sound card to do, it won't do. Like,
which is have that what do hear bullshit.
Yeah, which it's supposed to. I think on previous computers that you've had, it's been a hidden option, and you can just reveal hidden options, and there it is. But Not anymore, not with, well, Dell says it's Vista, Vista says it's Sound Blaster. Sound Blaster says it's Dell and Vista, and it's no longer a feature anyway, unless you have the card that I have, but my card doesn't have it. I don't know. If I wanted to output 5.1 stereo surround sound through an optical cable from this motherfucking sound card, I could do it. And I don't, but I don't want to do that. All I want to do, in addition to zoom, a zoom, zoom, and a boom, boom, is broadcast on the radio, and apparently that's difficult. Your wife says you sound like you're in a tunnel.
I sound like I'm in a tunnel.
Hopefully it's a tunnel of love.
No. Sorry. Nothing I can do about it, though. I just got to figure out whether this is actually going to work.
Yeah, I'm waiting to hear from Fusiliban to say. We should be streaming. We're firing on all cylinders and streaming on all three streams and trying not to cross them.
It doesn't work. So.
Well, I spent the entire day looking for how to record Skype conversations and couldn't get a goddamn thing to work. I downloaded three separate Skype plugins that claimed that they were call recorders, and every single one of them recorded just my end of the conversation. And they were limited to like 15 minutes anyway. I'm trying to figure out what the fuck is going on, because there are lots of podcasts where people are broadcasting using, they're not broadcasting. There are a lot of podcasts where people are having conversations via Skype and recording them to MP3s and then giving them to other people on the internet.
Right.
So I don't know what the fuck. Apparently, it's just trivial on a Mac to record it, because what I was going to try and do for the Thursday show, and we might consider this too. It's a little weird, but for the duration of the time that I'm here, at least, is pre-record sections of the show, and then I would just actually broadcast the show by myself. Occasionally, pop in to answer current questions, and you know, just play those long segments.
Huh.
But in order to do that, we need to be able to record Skype.
Right.
God damn it.
And it can't be done.
But apparently, it is trivial to do on a Mac, and so hot stuff can do it. Like I said, never occurred to me. The entire time I was messing with this, I'm like, fuck, if I only had a Mac, like, oh wait, two of the three people that I'm going to be talking to have Macs.
Right. Well, because on the Mac, that whole stereo mix thing, well, you can call it stereo mix if it makes you feel more comfortable, because that's one of the other things that it's called, but it's a feature that somebody disabled because they were being pressured by the RIAA and the MPAA and probably...
the NAACP.
Yeah, and probably Alcoholics Anonymous as well. Just because one of the things you can do that is record things that are streaming that you're not supposed to be able to record. So to stop people from doing that, they've removed this feature that, like, people who do stuff with their webcam and YouTube are having trouble, and people who are using, like, game chat, like, voice chat for games are having trouble, and we're having trouble, and they fucked over so many people to keep a handful of jackasses from doing something that they shouldn't be worried about anyway.
Right. Like, making MP3s of stuff off of YouTube. Is that's what they're trying to stop?
That kind of thing, yeah. But the funny thing is, you can do that with a Firefox plugin, too. It'll just unplug the media on a page and put it into a file that you can put on your computer.
Huh.
Man, yeah, today made me feel like today made me feel like Cory Doctorow. I was going to say today made me feel like fucking Cory Doctorow, you know, as an intensifier.
Just being super gay is what makes you feel like fucking Cory Doctorow.
No, having genuine respect for the man and his art is what makes me feel like fucking Cory Doctorow. Now, today made me feel like Cory Doctorow, absolutely, because I understood how irritating it is. Like, I didn't really get why you'd, like, jailbreak an iPhone or hack an Xbox or something, because those are things that I don't really need to work with. But this is something like, there is a chunk of expensive hardware sitting in my computer that totally has the capability to do what I want it to do, and it won't, because somebody decided that you could break the law with it.
Right.
The copyright law. Yeah.
Yeah, those aren't even real laws.
No, they're like in-laws.
Those are very real.
Have you done anything, have you done anything interesting since the last time we were on the radio?
I set up this awesome new computer.
Ow.
Is it cool?
It is really cool. My display looks a little goofy now because I have one, like 16:9 monitor running like 1440x900 resolution, and then my old monitor on the right, which is square and nowhere near as bright and colorful. So it looks a little silly, but it's dreamy. It runs like a dream.
That's cool. We were trying to get you the Spider Jerusalem setup where you had one big round monitor and one rectangular monitor.
I know. Maybe I could just cut a circle out of cardboard or something and tape it to the square one.
Oh, yeah.
And then put a red filter on that one and a green filter on the...
Yeah. Or you could put like an oscilloscope. You could just hook an oscilloscope up as a third monitor.
Hmm.
In case you wanted to play oscilloscope tennis.
Right. And pretty much I always want to play oscilloscope tennis.
I like to play ocelotscope tennis. Like where I soak an ocelot in mouthwash and play with a tennis racket.
I don't think that's a real game. I think you're just on vacation with that shit.
Anything that I play is a real game, right? I mean, it's, you know, any game that anybody plays is technically a real game.
But is it a sport?
I've been not at all taking advantage of the fact that I'm in New York. I've been sitting in an apartment trying to work and sort of failing. I don't know where my motivation has been lately.
Are you
asking the director, like, what's my motivation here?
You should ask Green Day.
Oh, yeah.
Except they were asking the same question.
Inspiration.
Yeah, you probably should.
I should start getting high all the time. That would solve a lot of problems.
It might not make you more productive, but it would make you not really care.
Like, TV? Like, I've been watching a little bit of television while I'm here, but only a little bit because there's, like, never anything on. And I won't just sit and watch TV if there's nothing on that I'm interested in. Like, I'll turn on TV, look through the program guide, see that there's nothing that I want to watch, and turn the TV off. Hmm. And that happens 20 times for every one time there's something on that I want to watch. I got a few hours of education as to why I shouldn't continue to feel bad about not having G4 at home. It's just been, now we're going to play RoboCop 3. Now we're going to play RoboCop 2. Now we're going to play RoboCop 3 again. Now we're going to play RoboCop 2 again.
Now,
and then there was a period of time of several hours where they had this, like, ninja competition game, sort of like Most Extreme Challenge, exactly like Most Extreme Challenge.
Right. That's the one that...
Interesting.
That's the one that doesn't have the offensive, like, oh, sexy girlfriend voiceover, right?
Yeah. It's just, it's subtitled. It's not even dubbed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that shit is fun to watch.
They're into the theatrics, kind of. Like, there was a guy in a Superman outfit doing it, and then there was, like, a guy in a tuxedo doing it.
There's, like, the old guy in the diaper.
Yeah. Who shows up?
He shows up every now and again. He's, like, a skinny old dude wearing, a sumo wrestler's, whatever that thing's called. But he always goes, like, runs up to the first challenge and just utterly fails at it, but everybody loves him.
Hey, I saw, like, a sumo wrestler run up to the first challenge and fail.
Mm-hmm.
So he couldn't make it up the wall of rolling pins.
That's quality television. I mean, that's probably the only thing on G4 I would watch.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't watch any TV live, pretty much. I put America's Next Top Model and American Idol and Dollhouse on my DVR, and that's pretty much all. And, like, 10 dozen episodes of Star Trek The Next Generation. I kind of sit in that way.
Oh, man. Man. When I get home, man, I got that box set, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yay.
It finally went on sale. It was finally less than $200.
God damn it, really?
Yeah, but it was, like, this one-day sale from Columbia House.
Ah.
Yeah.
So that was the kind of thing you couldn't tell a brother about, huh?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were interested. You're not even a Columbia House member.
Well, that's true.
Hot stuff told me. I'm sure that he would have ordered one for you too.
I was a Columbia.
When I'm done with it, which will be never.
Right. I was a Columbia House member a long, long time ago for the CD club,
mm-hmm.
And of course they sent me a couple of CDs that I didn't want, and I canceled my membership, and they hounded me for a couple of years until I said, "Hey, I was 16 when I joined, so I guess I get my 15 free CDs, and I don't have to pay for these two either."
Hmm.
Yeah.
I joined at BMG and got all the CDs I wanted and then canceled and never got in any trouble. There were a couple times when the things showed up, but then I just wrote return to sender on them and threw them back in the mailbox.
See, you're responsible. I just couldn't...
That's true.
I couldn't get those cards in time to say, no, I don't want that, or even send them back in time. Hell, I owed money at every single video rental store in Prescott by the time we moved, including the one that was just, like, 20 videos in the back of a TV store.
Which one was that?
Culver City, I think. It was just, it was like a little, like one of those little stores that have old-ass TVs sitting there, and it looks like maybe they fix things or maybe they sell new things, but they had a collection of, you know, maybe 50 VHSs in the back, and they were the last one that I went to after I had burned all of my Blockbuster and Video City and Hastings bridges.
Were they like snuff films, or was it just regular movies?
It was just regular movies, although they did have the porno musical Alice in Wonderland, which very
really?
Few people have, yeah.
I didn't know that there was one of those.
Loser Bear has a copy of it. It's wonderful. You should get down on that.
I guess. Yeah. Okay.
Because it's a musical, but the gayness factor is mitigated by the fact that there's hardcore heterosexual sex in it.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember at one point somebody bought Loser Bear some midget porn. And then, like, the DVD wouldn't play, I think.
I think that was when we were trying to play all the stuff off of Pikachu's laptop.
Yeah.
And we ended up watching the Paris Hilton porno because she had it on her laptop.
The one where she stops having sex with that dude to go answer her phone.
Yep. No, she keeps having sex with the dude and answers the phone. I'm not sure which is worse.
Mm. It depends. Maybe she was talking to some hotter girl.
Right. It would be interesting to...
I had an idea for an effect called Super Taster. Extra adventures from ice cream and pie, but you can't drink coffee or beer.
That's coffee? Oh, wait, we don't say what's coffee anymore.
I don't think we ever said what's coffee.
There were...
A particular cord was revealed at the end of the movie did not be plugged into anything. Just to tell it. The Tristero says, are there any new printable skills coming out in the near future? We never know what's coming out in the near future, man.
We should make a skill that involves curling people's hair.
Yeah.
It could be a permeable skill.
Madison14 says, can you make a few recipes for dry noodles and scrumptious reagents that don't require their respective skills? If we happen to get them as drops from Cobb's Knob, they have no use otherwise. Well, they have a use insofar as they will let you know, if you're paying attention, that there are, you know, things that you could make if you had skills from other classes. Maybe it gets you into chat, says, hey, can anybody make me anything out of these dry noodles that I just found? And then somebody will say, I'll give you 4K for those dry noodles. I have no idea how much dry noodles are in the mall.
Or somebody could say, take it to trade, noob.
Somebody can what? Or so you say make us a trade.
Yeah.
Somebody can tell you to get a room.
Mm-hmm. We should have more rooms that people can get.
Yeah, so here's a link that NoNeb sends me. Skype call recorder creates MP3s of your Skype conversations. I wish that I believed this.
You could just make the recording of your side of the call, and there would just be awkward gaps and stuff.
Somebody else could record their side of the call, and they
I did think about trying to have me record one end and the other person record the other end and then just mix the MP3s together. But do it slightly, like doing it slightly offset in time so that it would just seem like one of us was constantly interrupting the other.
We don't really need any help with that.
No, we don't. But Skype kind of takes care of that on its own.
Yeah. I could turn on my...
He's curious when he says this sounds worse than the mic taped to the phone.
I did turn you down a little bit because it was so loud that it was rattling the speakers of the laptop, so maybe that'll help. I don't know. I'll use my even more better mic next week.
It's this new amp and woofer I installed. I'm sorry.
Woofer and tweeter.
So Zly lives with amp and a woofer. You get it because a woofer is like a dog?
No, I don't understand what you're getting at there.
Lord Derby says, I don't think I'm suggesting that you do this, but have you guys considered making a cash grab by selling or auctioning original KLL artwork? I want to keep the original KLL artwork.
Yeah.
I don't want to sell it. Paul says, do you guys have a favorite radio show that you've done? Some of my personal favorites were when Scully did a show from a Cinco de Mayo party and when Jake did that show with Amp. What is slash was your favorite game show? All right, I thought that was part of the same question, but what was your favorite game show or what is your favorite game show?
Game show,
yeah. Game shows are
still on. I watched a lot of Jeopardy back in the day.
Yeah, so did I.
I actually enjoyed Who Wants to Be a Millionaire for a while. But,
So I feel like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is like Jeopardy, only at 1/100th the speed.
It's very dramatic.
There's so little content for the amount of time that it takes to present the content, which is my problem with a lot of television, basically. I watched on Hulu a single episode of Celebrity Apprentice because Tom Green was at it, and I've been told that he was pretty good at it. So I watched it, and it was an hour and a half long. It was a 2-hour show, I guess. But so much of it was just filler. I don't understand why that needs to. I don't understand why that is not a half an hour show with just highlights.
Well, yeah, like we started watching American Idol because Jess's mom is really into it, and we needed to bond with them. So that there's a 2-hour musical performance show every week where like 10 people sing a song and they're only allowed to sing like a minute and a half of the song. So 10 people singing a song at a minute and a half a piece, and it's a 2-hour show, and the rest of it is just full of stupid crap pretty much. Then the show the next night where they have the results of the voting and who gets kicked off and everything is an hour long, and it's just all they have to do on that show is say, this guy is going home this week, and he sings a song and then leaves. So one of those shows needs to be an hour long, maybe, and one of the shows needs to be 15 minutes long. But, yeah, watching all 3 hours of it on the DVR takes maybe an hour.
Yeah. I don't know. If I knew what parts to fast forward through, that'd be nice, I guess. The episode that I watched was the episode where Tom Green gets kicked off.
I would watch an episode of something where Tom Green got kicked off.
Come on, he was good.
Without
he got robbed.
I would watch an episode of anything with Tom Green getting kicked.
You're such a jerk. You're such a hater. You don't like Chris Farley and you don't like Tom Green.
No. I don't like people whose only gag is that they're fat and clumsy, and I don't like people whose only gag is that they're not funny.
I'm not going to get into an argument with you about this. It'll just turn into some kind of flame war on the forums.
Yeah, that would be terrible. What gender is Tom Green?
Stop being so unprofessional.
I'm sorry. I'm unprofessional.
That particular criticism, like, it seems to, it gets leveled at you because you seem to get, you lose your shit in the forums a little more frequently than I do.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think the thing is, even if...
You didn't exactly lose your shit at any point, but, like, I don't know, I feel like it just gets to you in a way that I have managed to sort of thicken my skin against, to some extent.
Yeah, I do get angrier than you do, but the thing is, I also swear way more than you do. So even my low level of anger, people perceive as just completely flipping out. Because
you always say that, and I don't know that in real life.
Yes,
I would have never concluded that you swear a lot more than I do.
And I swear like a motherfucker. Yeah,
I just thought of myself as a guy who swore a lot.
But like on the forum, if I say, "Listen, motherfucker," then people are like, "Whoa, why are you getting so mad, dude? Chill out. It's just the internet."
It always frustrates me when people refer to something like that as unprofessional, though, because I don't think that they're really considering the alternative, right? Like, everybody loves the fact that we're human and in there and connected and paying attention and talking to the community at large, but what that means is that they are also going to see the parts of us that they don't particularly like.
Right.
It's like, nobody is you know, made out of unicorn shitting rainbows all the time. Like, there isn't anybody that you're always going to agree with. There isn't anybody that you're always going to like what they have to say. And there isn't anybody who is going to like every member of the community. Right?
Right.
Like, it's just... Maybe we could stand to be a little more opaque in our opinions about people at times, right? But, like, I don't think that people actually want us censoring ourselves like that.
Yeah.
Because the professional thing to do would be to never go in there and say anything. The professional thing would be to never, ever open ourselves up to the kind of shitstorm that we cause on a semi-regular basis, right? Like, if we had a publicist, they would have hog-tied us by now.
Yeah, I do think that I could have not said that in the forum what got people kind of riled up, but I thought that I stated that in the least inflammatory way that I could for anybody else. Like, people came back, like I said, the reason why you come off as sounding arrogant and pedantic and self-righteous is this. And people wrote back, "Oh yeah, well the reason you're an asshole and a douchebag and a fucker is because you just go after people and call them names." And I went,
yeah.
Huh.
You know, it's kind of like...
Like, there was not a single profanity in my initial post. And there wasn't even an elevated tone, really. It was just like, I'm tired of the way this person talks to me and I wanted to show them, you know, at least tell them that, you know.
Yeah,
of course,
I mean,
in that post, I said nobody will ever thank you for that.
To you, and there were just kind of crazy overreaction. Like, I mean,
well, yeah, because
then you were actually being, or what? But it was like the thing is, when issues are emotionally charged, like imagine like having an argument with a girlfriend, right? You know that there is a difference between saying to someone, "You are a bitch," and "Wow, that was bitchy what you just said."
Right.
Right. Those are two entirely different things. But no, they're not. If you're in the middle of an emotionally charged argument, right? Like, and the thing is, you can't really have that kind of argument on the internet. Right? You just... I kind of always assume that the level of discourse in an argument on the internet is fairly detached, right? Fairly mellow, and that people aren't, like, openly weeping while they're typing stuff.
Right.
Right? But they react as though they are. People react to things, you know, you will post from a kind of a cold standpoint because, you know, you, in my mind, this is the kind of thing that could use some distancing from to really consider it, right?
Right.
Like, I don't want to get too wrapped up in the way that I feel about it, because I like for the way that I approach things to be fair and reasoned, right?
Yeah.
Like, whenever somebody complains about a forum where gender doesn't have a write-in candidate line, I kind of want to kick that person in either the balls or the vagina
Or the vagina balls.
Yeah, or the vagina filled with balls. Oh man, that would be like the best Peter Piper pizza ever. The vagina filled with balls. on a pizza. Yeah, you know, but the thing is, I can't let that inform the way that I act on the forums, I guess.
Yeah. Well,
mostly I just want people to shut the fuck up. Like, that is my point of view about almost everything. Just shut the fuck up, you know? People say, like, oh my god, that's just a horribly unprogressive way of looking at things because, should the people fighting for, you know, civil rights in the 60s have just shut the fuck up? Like, you know, that's a line of argument that, like, oh, see, yeah, right. Because you don't want people complaining about this, because you don't want people criticizing you for doing something, that means that you're like Hitler or Stromfeld. Oh, okay. I guess you're right. Yes. Everyone, complain about everything, because I won't get old at all.
Well, it's funny that's how the discussion went on the show, and that's how the thread started to go, until I realized that mainly I was holding on to rage from my one argument with that particular loather.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's not so much that I care about the issue one way or the other. I don't like offending people. I'm happy to not offend people. The thing is, if somebody said, hey, you know, I find it kind of offensive that you would ask me what gender I am, I would say, okay, I'm sorry I asked. But if they go, I feel that I try to treat everybody equally regardless of what container they might come in, and I feel that it is far superior to not ask that question, and I feel that it's somehow, you know, less than morally upright to ask it, then I get annoyed, because I don't like to be called a dick for asking an innocent question.
They didn't say you were a bitch. They said that was bitchy what you just said. I don't know, man.
Well, if you're saying I am superior to you because I am more considerate in my speech, I have a problem with that.
Yeah.
And we should talk about something else before, as C.D. Moyer warned us, before the forum thread starts filling up.
Ah, come on. It's fun. That was a fun thread. I was enjoying that thread.
I was enjoying it for the most part.
I'm glad that C.D. Moyer stepped in. Like, yeah. Every time, it's kind of awesome. Like, C.D. Moyer is sort of the perfect gameplay mod. No offense to the other gameplay mods, but every time I'm reading a thread and I'm like, you know, maybe I'll scroll down a little bit and C.D. Moyer will have done exactly what I was about to do. And so,
I appreciated him doing that and not being afraid of me. As much as I will tell moderators, don't worry if I'm posting in a thread, just go ahead and shut it down if you need to, they won't do it. But C.D. Moyer, he just doesn't give a fuck, man. C.D. Moyer does not give a fuck. He will fuck you up. He'll fuck you so hard, you'll wish he'd fuck you so hard.
Solmex says, I recently turned on the quick skills option, and the links to menu/skills seem unnecessary. Can you fill up the empty space in the pane with the skills menu? That is actually a good question. I'm kind of curious as to how many people's browsers are actually big enough to handle that. You definitely couldn't get the skills, the text menu, and the items all in there. But, yeah, I don't know. maybe there's a Grease Monkey script that can just absolutely jam-pack the top pane with stuff. If there were only those two things, then I would definitely consider changing the default behavior to display both of them at the same time. But with three of them, there's not even enough room on my, you know, admittedly it's not a laptop, but it is a widescreen laptop monitor.
Yeah.
I know that I shouldn't say this because I know that it will cause it to break or to fuck me in some way, but this laptop is just fucking great. Yeah. It's this Vio that I've had for like 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
It is just a workhorse. I should probably see if I can order a new battery for it before they stop making the battery for it, if they haven't already. So I found this webcomic that was linked to from Penny Arcade today called Chainsaw Suit. That's pretty funny.
You know, I read Penny Arcade today and I didn't see that. Are you lying?
It's just linked to, it was talking to Tycho talking about Comic-Con, and he links to two comics that are made by some guy that he talked to there or whatever.
I see.
The other one, I don't know, certain comics have a look about them that makes me just not care enough, and that the second one by that guy was, like, some science fiction comic, and I was just like, this looks like comics that I don't like. I'm not going to give it a chance. Oh, man, did you read that guy's review of KOL that Play Havoc posted in the forums?
No, I read the one that somebody who came from Legend of Zork posted, but I didn't see his.
Yeah, this city is noisy.
It never sleeps, you know.
I know.
It's always watching you.
Although sometimes I sleep, and I can't tell if it's awake when I'm asleep or not.
That's true. You should keep an eye on it.
What would be fucked up is if I stopped sleeping, and then every time I went out during the period of time when I would be sleeping, everyone else was just asleep wherever they sat. And then Keeper suddenly came in and injected new memories into them and rearranged their houses and shit.
Yeah.
I should try and get a job as Keeper Sutherland so I could just sneak into people's houses and move shit around.
Is that all that Keeper Sutherland does? Or is that just the one special dispensation that Keeper Sutherland has? He's just allowed to do that?
Yeah, that's just the one thing that I would like about being Keeper Sutherland.
Yeah.
Dude, he probably has, like, a nice house. I think he has a hot tub.
You know, I've seen 3 or 4 dozen billion of these webcomics like Chainsaw Suit.
Where
it's pretty much like a 3-panel Natalie D.
Yeah. Natalie D I don't care for. I really like Two-Face for Dinner, though.
I like Natalie D most of the time. But yeah, this thing, there have been a couple more sites like this that people have emailed me, and now it's just kind of, another one of those.
Yeah. I don't know.
Like XKCD, you know,
really
only
like
more random.
And I know that I can't have this because of the whole advertising thing, but I would read a lot more comics if I could just look at a page every day that was like, these are the new comics on all of the comics that you've clicked this box to follow.
Yeah.
Like, I really want to just have, like, and you know, I would probably buy it. I would buy, like, a newspaper if it just had 200 or 300 webcomics in it, right?
And, you know, that's something that I've wanted since, like, 2000 or so, when I first became aware of webcomics by having broadband at a job. And there were a couple of services that you could pick things, and they would all go in a sheet like that, but they vanished fairly quickly.
I'm curious, you know, if you could give somebody, like, if you set up a service where you aggregated webcomics and you charged someone just for the aggregation service,
mm-hmm.
right? And so you pay, I would pay $1 a month for that. Pretty comfortable saying that I would pay $1 a month or $10 a year or whatever. And then if you kept, you know, half the money and divided the other half up, or you paid comic creators a certain amount, it would probably, if it was like 1 cent per subscriber, it would probably be more than they would get from advertising revenue on their own site.
Huh.
I don't know, maybe there aren't enough people like Riff and me and you that would read enough webcomics.
I don't know, but I would do it even if it was like if it was comic then Google ad, then comic then Google ad kind of thing.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I try and...
Oh, wait. Huh, the Darkgate Comic Slurper. Wow, this has got 1 billion comics.
The trick is being able to pick a bunch from different... Like, there are a couple of aggregators already, like Keenspot kind of thing. Or you know, a bunch of comics under one banner.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to pick, like, 3 from them and 3 from somebody else. And I don't know. Internet, make it happen.
This one seems to have the first couple that I've looked for. It's got toothpaste for dinner.
I also just discovered that I'm reading Penny Arcade too early in the day.
What's that?
Because or something. The blog never matches the comic when I read it.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck. You'd think that, you know, they have a lot of money, and this is their only job, right? Mm-hmm. You'd think they would have this shit straightened out. Like, it seems like they, like, I always go to Penny Arcade via the RSS feed, right? Because usually, I can tell by looking at the title in the RSS feed whether there's a new comic or not. Frequently there is. I will click on the link, and it won't go to a new comic. I have to go to the comic, and then manually navigate forward. Which, what the fuck is that all about? Why can't they upload the comic and the news story? I think what that is when there's a comic that has been uploaded and the news story hasn't been written yet.
Yeah.
Like, why can't you just do both of those at the same time?
It gets kind of confusing. Like, say, I'll go check it Wednesday morning. Like, this Wednesday morning, I went and looked at the blog and then clicked the link to go to the comic, and the comic was completely unrelated and didn't make any sense. And it didn't make sense until Friday, when they posted the blog that went with that comic. But then the link to the comic in the blog that went with that comic went to Monday's comic. Now they match. Like, right now they match, but this morning they didn't. Which, yeah, I don't want to continue any enmity with the Penny Arcade dudes, but come on.
Yeah, no, I mean, it just, like, I feel like it has been, like, consistently goofy, but, like, it seems like a policy problem, rather than, like, because, you know, I know they can afford to hire somebody to write them decent tools. They, you know, there are a number of people that work there. I'm sure that one of them would actually know how to just take the stuff and put it themselves, you know?
Like, right.
It just, yeah, this is your job. I don't know.
That's unprofessional.
Like, well, we don't do it. What's that?
That's unprofessional.
Well,
and I should know.
You know, I used to release content without pictures sometimes, right?
Yeah.
If it was done, I'd be like, oh, I'm going to get this out there, even though it's not quite done, I'll come and do the pictures later. I don't do that anymore, because I feel like it just seems kind of sloppy. Remember when McLarge Huge was just a stack of that an unfinished news zone graphics?
Yep.
It was like that for a long time.
Good times.
Well, McLarge Huge was very tall, and very much a bunch of knobgoblins and treasure chests.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. One thing that I've noticed about Project Wonderful is that it's got a lot of links to that one site that's like a collection of, like, porn comics.
Yeah. It's kind of weird.
Yeah. It's kind of weird with sexy results.
Kind of weird that anyone would expect me to pay to get into a site that just has a bunch of pornographic comics.
I'm sure that there are people who pay for that.
I'm sure there are. I just think it's weird that somebody would expect someone to pay for it.
I guess that's true. Yeah, because it's not like, oh, here's our comic and here's some bonus content that you can get.
Yeah, like before.
Well, American Elf does that, and you know, I gave him the $10 or the $20 or whatever for a year's subscription to his bonus content. There's very little bonus content. It's just I really like what he's doing, and I want to support him, you know? And I looked at 10 years worth of comics without having to pay for them.
Right.
Right? So, you know.
Wow, this is This is like the original one of these comics.
The original one of what comics?
Like the that one you just linked me to, the chainsaw suit, and this one, and
which one? What are you talking about?
The American Elf.
Oh, American Elf is one of my
There was that other one that you like that... Like the... Yeah. Which one is it with the weakness being that you think everyone was in the castle?
Super Mega Panics? Yeah,
yet another one of... Here's a random thing, and then another random thing happens, and then another random thing happens.
Yeah, I mean, there are definitely a lot of comics like that. Super Mega had a certain genus at Qua, though. Yeah. Not every other one was really funny.
Mm-hmm. I can see gradations in quality in this. Like, this is definitely better than some of them.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I really like Toothpaste for Dinner. I've read, you know, 100 of these Chainsaw Suit comics. I'll probably go back... You know, continue. Like, I've taken to going through archives and just, like, bookmarking where I am, and then I've always got somewhere to pick back up, so I can always just read comics instead of doing work.
The problem I have with that is I'll read through the archive, and then once I've finished the archive, I just won't read it day to day.
Yeah, it that's, just drops that's exactly right that's, off the that's map. How I was going to finish that story.
I sensed that.
Yeah. Man, stupid sore throat. I've had a sore throat for nearly 2 weeks now.
Lame.
It sucks. Let's see. Beckdog says, Inch Mile question. Any chance we could get some feedback as to how far we've progressed in Flyer Quest? For example, could it give some combat text similar to the Strung Up Quartet saying something like, you've used up a quarter, a half, etc. of the flyers you were given? It's annoying having to put on the outfit to find out how far you are. It's just another one of those tedious things while speed ascending flops us. Yeah, no, that's actually a pretty good idea, just the whole message every now and again when you used one that told you about how many you had left in the stack, because it knows. Well, that text telling you how far along you are when you talk to the guys, though.
Yeah, I'm sure that's entertaining once.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see.
Eric Juan... Eric Kwan says, how much more do you think you can add, take away, change to the game before you think it's completely done? I don't believe that the game is ever completely done.
I don't believe that anything is ever completely done, man.
It's a work in progress.
Even, like, the Mona Lisa, as it ages and, like, the colors fade and stuff, it's still changing as a work of art, man.
Shut up, Pippi. Eric says, also, P.S. I met the naked Jew. He was only one of those things. He's not Jewish.
Oh, man.
Anyway, I brought that up as a way of saying sorry to the Jews for having our con over Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, apparently that's a real holiday. apparently Jews are actual people.
Weird.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man. So I learned about the concept of the mitzvah tank.
Yeah.
So, and the way that I learned about that was me basically Googling, what the fuck is this giant parade of things making all this noise outside the apartment here?
Okay.
And, yeah. So, and then yesterday, again, I was trying to go somewhere, and there were just all these RVs with, like, posters on them talking about some guy who's 107 years old. It was really exciting. And I just had to stand there waiting across the street for this, like, long, long parade of RVs to go past. I don't really get what's going on with that. I guess they're just trying to spread the word.
Sure.
People in other cultures sure are wacky. I had a hot dog from a hot dog stand yesterday. It was fucking terrible.
That's probably better than having a hot dog from some guy on the street with a, like, pockets full of hot dogs.
that's true. Like the Spin Doctors. That was their second album.
Pocket full of hot dogs, yeah. I still tell that Knock Knock joke he told me.
Mm.
And the Spin Doctors, the Spin Doctors who?
I think Fusilipan told me that joke.
Huh.
Unless I'm wrong.
I wouldn't expect Fusilipan to be the kind of person who thinks that the Spin Doctors have gone away.
Thunder Ducky says, is work being done on Clan Dungeon 2? Yeah. Work's being done on all kinds of stuff, I guess. Probably.
It's... We've got to the point where we can start working on it, I think.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Brisa says, will the next season be the last one bringing a narrative conclusion? Just wondering, because I don't want to extend before it's done and then have to wait to see the end, assuming there is a planned end. Yeah, there is. There'll be one more single zone rollout, and then I think what I'm going to do is just say, fuck this trickle of content and do all of the rest of it, which will end up probably being like another six zones, and just finish the arc and put some stuff in there that people want, and roll it out all at once and be done with it. That's what I'm thinking now. That's the way that I'm leaning.
I could lean that way.
Yeah. I don't know, Eric Juan, who said, how much more do you think you can add, / takeaway, / change? I think that if you had asked me 3 years ago if we would still, you know, have more decent ideas than we had time to implement them 3 years from then, I probably would have said no, but I don't know, man. You know, like, I think we've gotten reasonably good at our jobs.
Right.
I really feel like we could, you know, I mean, it kind of depends, you know, eventually we'll have other games and we'll end up focusing more on those, you know, probably, but I don't see running out of the ability or the motivation to work on this.
Right.
And add stuff to it, right?
Yeah.
Matolit says, new familiars added to the adorable doppelshifter. I believe that C.D. Moyer changed the doppelshifter such, you know, in fact, I know that he did, because he did it for the wardrobe. We no longer have to manually add new familiars to the doppelshifter list.
Nice.
What that means, though, I think, is that if we add a familiar that we don't want the doppelshifter to turn into, we have to specifically blacklist it. I'm certain that that means that. What I'm not certain about is whether or not that's going to bite us in the ass. I don't know, you know, there are certain things, like, there are a handful of things that it just doesn't make any sense for the doppelshifter to turn into. Like the hat rack, because there's no way you'd ever be able to put a hat on it.
Right.
Or you know, whatever else. And the chameleon, because that just makes my brain explode. Disky says, Han fired first. Yep.
People still upset about that? I have no idea. I still think that the wardrobe should be equipable in hardcore, though.
You think?
Yeah. Because unless I'm just not seeing the potential, it doesn't seem like that's something that can really make or break a run without introducing a really hefty element of randomness.
I don't think that it would be. Do you think that
I don't think
we should just make it a free pull from Hanks so you can get it in hardcore?
Yeah. And it's right now it's not equipable in hardcore either.
Yeah, no, I know. And, you know, I don't really have a problem with that.
I think maybe if we wanted to, we could blacklist Bad Moon, because then anybody who does a run with it and happens to get a llama fairly early on or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Bad Moon's just a tighter game than hardcore
is.
Yeah. So we can skip all these questions that we talked about last Monday about romantic advice, because I don't know anything about this game.
Mm-hmm.
I still need to send Vaginal Bloodfart the link for Gonads It's Drive, because he's never seen it.
Oh.
Bad nerd.
Oh, yeah, people asking a lot of the Garzik of the Golden Handhawk says, can we get a way to opt out of the three-way path adventure in the Spooky Forest? We could now. At the time, I think that choice adventure was made when choice adventures could only have three choices. Now they could have four. I don't know. You know, part of me is like, you guys pissed and moaned and pissed and moaned and pissed and moaned so much when Ascension first rolled that I put that in to appease you. and now everybody wants to be able to opt out of it because they don't want to spend a turn, right? And, you know, I don't know. Part of me, you know, so I feel like there's this common thing. I mean, I've read blogs about, you know, by MMO developers stuff about, like, community relations and stuff, and, like, there's this mode that you can get into where you start kind of thinking of the player as the enemy.
Right.
And I don't think that that's a productive mode to be in. But, like, I don't know. This is just one of those things where it just seems kind of chicken shit to me.
How much time is one spending in the distant woods anyway?
A reasonable amount. The thing is, there is a super likely version of that you almost always hit before you accomplish anything else in the zone. So basically, every run, you're spending a turn dealing with that choice adventure, right? And, you know, I would have thought that with NS13 and you needing the sort of class equipment to cast all buffs, not just the accordions, that the reasoning behind putting that there in the first place would apply even more so, right? Mm-hmm. But I don't know why, I don't know what people, you know, maybe it's just the softball people that are wanting that opt-out. And, you know, probably if I put that in the game today, I would have put an opt-out thing, but part of me just wants to be kind of contrary about it. And I don't know whether that's a reasonable thing or whether that's me falling into that us versus them mindset.
Yep.
Which, Yeah. Didn't Kirk ask how you got it up when you're high off of Sharpies? What'd you tell him?
We didn't really talk about getting it up or being high on Sharpies.
Yeah.
Not even a little bit. That's baffling. Zim says, would you consider creating a Wang 2.0 that handles things like TEH and KFix by? I wouldn't support something that makes it harder to talk in lol speak.
Yeah, so. I don't know. But that's the thing, we've changed our tune on whether or not that's cool.
Well, there are still plenty of things that, you know, even when I'm talking in lol speak, I'm not going to use the letter U instead of YOU. That kind of thing.
It's more just I can
has. Yeah, it's more than the I can has and my ex let me show you them.
Yeah.
And oh hi.
Either a diabetic or idea of a tick or
a diabetic?
I see. Since I'm listening to all the podcasts in order as long as they're on the iTunes list, I've made it to 331 2008. Do I get a prize aside from getting "and we must" jokes? What was the "and we must" thing come from? If we assume that all sexual intercourse is rape, and we must.
Right.
What was that even from?
I don't know. That sounds like a Futurama joke almost. I can hear that in
it was something that you had read. It was some, like, feminist critique of something.
Oh, right, yeah. That was when I was in college. In grad school.
In college.
Part of the reason why I don't take kindly to people telling me I'm the white male oppressor is my experiences in college, one of which included a white male telling me I was the white male oppressor. That I was blinded by the white male power structure.
Hmm.
And, yeah.
Did he try and blackmail you into pretending that you believed that?
No, sadly. Because if he was a black male, he would have been in prison from the day he was born, man.
That's true. That arrest black babies before they become criminals. That was one of the finest shirts on T-shirt Hell. So somebody said the T-shirt Hell was still there.
It is, yeah.
Did they just not shut down at all?
Maybe he was, maybe he was doing an April Fool's joke, but was too much of a douchebag to, do it on April Fool's Day.
Hmm. Yeah. Hey, you want to play some songs?
Yeah, let's do, I have a bunch of new shirts, too. If you're happy and you know it, show me your tits. T-shirt hell. Alright, we'll be back after a word from our sponsor.
you bid me farewell. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now, the morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. You never care for secrets I confide. For you I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen minutes of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now, the morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. The stories in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live and I don't need it all. The roller coaster ride we took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. The worst is over now, the morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now, the morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
Great.
Okay, so the last minute of Purple Rain is just a violin playing some chords. I forgot that, you know, Purple Rain is it's an 8-minute long song, but 4 of those minutes are outro, kind of, I think. So, we'll just go ahead and jump back on. Yeah, I was just going to wait for you to come back on as the song ended. So, we've lost nothing.
What?
I should have played November Rain instead. Because it's one of those rare times when you're not hearing the music I'm playing. You hate November Rain and Jesus, right? I like November Rain. It's a smile on my face. What can I say? That wouldn't have been a color, though. So you're safe. So, what else we got? By the way, Commie Bat, I did make it the plural of Casino Pass be Casino Multipass. Although I don't
think... Are we actually back on?
Yeah, we're back on.
Oh, shit, I'm sorry. I didn't actually catch when that happened.
Oh, yeah, when I started talking again, pretty much, as if I were talking to an audience. But I fully expected you to not be back until I told you we were going to be back, so I was just kind of...
I was just fucking around, totally not realizing that we were on the air. I'm glad that I didn't say anything embarrassing.
Nope. You didn't talk about your crush on Tom Cruise or anything?
Okay. However, I did. I put the kettle on, so I actually need to run and grab that.
you actually put a kettle on? Oh.
Yeah. I thought it would be done by now, but it's boiling, so I need to go pour it into my tea.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
Right. So, what Jig needs to do is smoke some pot and then call the kettle black, and then just say, "Sorry, dude, that was the pot talking." Come on, that was awesome. It's a shame that he didn't hear that. Anyway.
Everyone else did. I heard that.
You heard my hilarious joke? Good.
Yeah, it was funny.
It's no false brooch, you love it, it'll do.
That's true. So, did you actually play Gonads and Strife, or were you just talking about Gonads and Strife?
No, I was just talking about it with VBF. I think it loses something without the video.
VBF?
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I guess that's true. It's a good song with the video, though.
No Dancing Squirrel. Yeah, I didn't play it on the show because it loses something without the video. I could actually, you know, if we're going to be using this setup for future shows, which I think we will, unless, you know, something magical happens with my sound card, I can put my webcam on and people can tune into it. And if the show gets boring, I can start taking off clothes.
Oh, whose clothes?
The babies.
Yeah, the babies.
Sweet. Then everybody would get arrested.
It would be like, whoa, that baby's bottom is as smooth as itself.
Did you read that story about that there was a teacher in one of those stupid cases where they were trying to charge, like, high school girls with possession of child pornography for having naked pictures of themselves?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
On their phones. There was a guy who had some of those pictures on his phone as a result of having investigated it and collected them for evidence as part of his job.
Uh-huh.
Who then got gone after for possession of child pornography.
Of course, that is what they all say. That is what they all say.
Yeah.
No, dude, I was investigating.
Yeah, no.
You know what I...
And at home, I was investigating hundreds of other cases.
Right. That was what Pete Townsend said when they found child porn on his computer, but he was never charged with anything, so I guess they figured out that he was really investigating stuff, but yeah, that's what they all say.
Speaking of which, Sona says, "Hey, I can masturbate to that."
You know what I can say now that'll get me in trouble? I don't think when it's 16 and 17-year-old girls that they should call it child porn.
Oh,
or if it's 16 and 17 year old dudes. Sorry, there is a difference between being attracted to, like, a 9 year old and being attracted to a 17 year old.
Yeah, one means you're a pervert and one means you're a pervert.
Right. One means you're a bigger pervert, though.
I've said this.
I'm going to be the bigger pervert here and just walk away.
Yeah.
Masturbating.
Ekam Ekam says, so people are saying that asking questions to this show is much like throwing them into an endless, empty abyss. Is it?
It is.
And then he says, I've successfully propagated that I cannot masturbate to this meme to all my friends. How's everyone else doing? I haven't really been trying. I'm sorry.
We hit this weird, I talked about this on last week's show, but when Jess was pregnant, we would say, sure, that's good, but is it good enough for our unborn child? And then, we still had the, I cannot masturbate to this. So we ended up with, what do you think of this thing? And they're like, well, you know, I can masturbate to it, but it's not good enough for our unborn child. Weirdness.
So, I was talking about my thing that I made up a long time ago about how Coke ran that ad campaign that was like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, Pepsi gives you AIDS.
Right.
And I said that, and she was like, where did that come from? And I said, I made it up. And she was like, what? No, you didn't. And then she searches for Pepsi gives you AIDS. She found some guy that had posted on a forum saying that Coke had run an ad campaign that had that, and so then just didn't, and I'm like, you know, maybe the guy heard it from me. And she finally tracked it down, and the guy had played KOL and probably heard me talking about it on the radio or whatever. But, oh man, there was, she posted this thing. I have to find this and read it, because it is super awesome. She posted it in dev, so I need to look in the dev archives. Sorry, this is gonna take a second, but boy, is it worth it.
All right.
I think it's worth it. The dev archive search is very, very slow, you know.
Right.
Now, apparently CD Meyer says we do have to manually add familiars to the Doppelshifter list. I don't know what that means. I don't know if that's a blacklist or
a white list. Maybe a Mexican list.
Ready?
Hi. I should answer.
Alright, so somebody sent this into allexperts.com. What? Oh, is this gone? Oh, the link doesn't work anymore.
Hey.
God damn it. And there was a story about how this woman was pretty sure that the waiter at a place that she had drunk some Pepsi had put AIDS blood in the Pepsi.
Oh, right. I saw that link.
Right. And she drank, like, 3 glasses.
She said it tasted a little funny, and I thought it tasted like blood. And, yeah, the response was, if there was enough blood in it to give you AIDS, you wouldn't have kept drinking it. Mm-hmm. Unless you really like blood.
Fineldar says, since when was the level 11 quest a pain in the ass? That's a great quest and gets the least old than the others. Sweet!
Least old Fineldar than
says, holy crap, I saw that forum signature of that yearbook picture of the freaky looking kid with a label for chick in some grade, but I didn't know it was actually him. Damn, Gina, he's so weird. Why did he look normal every year except sophomore?
He didn't look normal every year except sophomore.
Yeah, no, I didn't. Those pictures are awful. All of my yearbook pictures are awful.
Well, it's because you had that hair that looked like you were wearing a wig over a ponytail.
It looked like I was wearing a wig over a ponytail.
Yeah. Like, like say your hair was as long as it is now, and you had gathered it into a bun on the back of your head and then put a wig over it.
Hmm.
Yeah. I mean, my hair didn't look attractive at all, but, you know, I'm not saying that you were any less socially adept than I, but your hair looked pretty fucking weird.
Yeah. I never really found a haircut, I guess, was part of it.
Yeah, I didn't.
I just went to the barber and they fucked around with it.
Yeah.
I never found one, and then my hair started falling out.
Yeah, I just shaved mine. as soon as I went away to college.
Yep,
and then the ladies immediately took notice.
Did you have to wait till you had the mohawk to get laid, or did you get it beforehand?
It was only like, I guess I did have to wait until I had the mohawk to get laid.
Hmm.
But it was only like a week between shaving it, and I got the mohawk with very, very little growth. The first time I just shaved it with clippers, so actually letting it grow for like a week and then shaving it with a blade made it a really noticeable mohawk.
I had a mohawk for like a week in college, but yeah.
Yeah.
My thing was
to... the mohawk now, it would just start back a lot further.
It would. I've actually thought about that because I want to have sex with vaginal blood fart so bad, and if I can't, I just want to be him.
Right. Yeah.
But, it would start maybe mid top of the head. It looked kind of strange. You know how those guys have, like, you get the bald with ponytail look? I could be, like, bald with mohawk in the back.
So it's still business in the front and a party in the back.
Yeah, my wife says business in the front and a party in the back and a punk rock party.
Except really it's like white supremacist in the front.
Punk rocker in the back.
Punk rocker in the back, yeah.
Punk rocker in the back. Yeah, the first time I shaved my head in my 20s, you know, nobody else had their head shaved at that point. I would go into bars and be the only guy my age with a shaved head. And then slowly people were like, follow his example. He looks way younger because he doesn't have a receding hairline. And yeah, I started that trend. I'm a trendsetter. Although, the first time I went to a bar after having my head shaved, somebody came up and said, "Oh, right on, dude, you're a skinhead." And I said, "Yeah, no, fuck off."
See, I would have really wanted to fit in, so I probably would have gone and done whatever skinheads do.
Stomped on someone's head or whatever the hell.
Yeah.
And just yell about swastikas.
Although, no, we got in trouble, remember, a long time ago, because I was talking about people being a bunch of skinheads, and they said, somebody wrote in saying, don't assume that all skinheads are racist.
Isn't that the point of being a skinhead?
No, apparently,
that doesn't make any sense. I mean,
no, apparently skinheads started as it wasn't a racist thing at all, and then the neo-Nazis kind of took over the look from the guys who were just kind of, like, violent Marxists, I guess. So now the skinheads skinheads against racial prejudice.
Rachel Ray?
Yeah, skinheads against Rachel Ray. Skinheads against racial prejudice they're called sharps. And if you call somebody a skinhead, meaning a fascist or a Nazi or a racist, then they get angry at you. But I thought, you know, you have lost that battle. Nobody is going to think of skinheads as anything but racist, so just stop calling yourself a skinhead.
Yeah. It's too bad it wasn't skinheads against racial prejudice in England.
Yeah. How would they get it up, though, if they were high up shark teeth?
Yeah, I don't know, man. It'd be really hard.
Yeah.
Let's see. Darcel says, if you could only visit one website limited by domain name if you're interested in semantics for the next year, what would it be? Boy, that's rough.
We talked about that, me and VBF.
Did you? What'd you come up with?
I ended up saying KOL, because then that's at least a site that I can always log on and chat with people.
Mm-hmm. I guess I hadn't thought about that, because I wouldn't be able to work if I picked anything other than KOL. Plus, you know what I could do? Since I have access to KOL servers, I could write myself a little thing that would let me look at any other web content through KOL servers.
Right, right.
Sweet. So what I would do is, Darcela, I would cheat. Arcane says, since it was earlier claimed that Trophy 68 was possible to get on day one, would it be too spoilery for you to create a new account and get the trophy so we will know it is not bugged? Yes, it would be.
Yeah. I'll have to ask you when we're off the air which of the trophies nobody's found yet. Because I don't actually know which one Trophy 68 is.
Plato says that Popeye the Sailor Moon debates on what should go toot toot. What is Sailor Moon?
Those are certainly words. It's a cartoon that has the boom anime babes that make me think the wrong thing.
No, I know, but I mean, I know it's like a cartoon with these girls in it, but what do? Do they fight crime or something?
Yeah,
is it like high school girls?
Fuck it, I know.
Villains?
Yeah, I mean, it's some kind of magic fighting evil. In Japan, there were lesbians and nudity, and they cut it down for American release. You know that website, letmegooglethatforyou.com? There should be a lookatfuckingwikipedia.com.
I see. I was just making a conversation. You know, I know that I could just sit here and look it up on Wikipedia, but then I'd probably end up masturbating to it.
I don't know.
Do you think there's anything on Wikipedia that you can masturbate to?
I'm sure there is.
What's the article about bikini?
What's the article about butter churning?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, alright. The bikini article would do in a pinch, except for the bodybuilder dude at the bottom. You'd have to remember not to accidentally scroll down that far.
Mm. Okay,
well, I mean, I would have to remember that. You wouldn't.
No, I would probably forget.
You'd want to. Ooh, the article for lingerie actually has some nipples.
Nipples? In my Wikipedia?
Let's just Wikipedia nipples.
Yeah, I want to read a Wikipedia article for boobs. Let's start a little. Oh, yes, there are some big old titties on the Wikipedia article for boobs.
Yes, and on the Wikipedia article for vagina, there's just a photo of a vagina. Hey, you should look at that, because it has the clitoris marked on there, and I know you have trouble figuring that out.
Whatever. I wonder if there's a Wikipedia
You don't believe in the clitoris, do you?
There's a Wikipedia article about the myth of the female orgasm.
Right. I should probably get that off the screen.
Let our child see
it. It's huge. That was the first thing our child saw. Spaz Warrior, who is back playing Kingdom right now and listening to the show.
Really?
Yeah, hey, Spaz Warrior. Says, Sailor Moon equals nubile high school girls avoiding tentacles whilst transforming using a crappily animated implied nudity scene to go fight crime and guys wearing top hats. I think that describes every anime.
There aren't any top hats.
Yeah, it's like something trapped in somebody else's body or something putting a tentacle into something else's body.
Right.
And something happens when they get hot or cold or wet.
Yeah.
On the one hand, it's awesome.
They're going to bleed when they're horny. What is that all about? Like, what?
Don't ask me to explain Japan, alright? I've watched, like, three anime series.
Has that ever happened to anyone?
What, having the nosebleed when you're horny?
Yeah. Like, I understand that is, like, oh, that means that they're horny. It's just, like, a shorthand for, like, an emotional expression in their artwork, right?
Yeah.
But, like, why? Turning red means they're embarrassed. Oh, yeah, I remember this one time I got embarrassed and I turned red. I've never gotten a nosebleed from being horny. And I've had lots of nosebleeds, and I've been horny lots of times.
Let me look at the anime tropes on TV Tropes.
Yeah.
That they will tell me. Although going into TV Tropes is arduous because I don't always come back out.
Yeah, no kidding, man. That is a website that I get. And I will end up with just 100 tabs open because I never want to. I always want to pick threads back up where I leave them.
Yeah, but then you always want to see what the hell do they mean by that thing? What the hell? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's see.
In Japanese manga, the nosebleed is visual short and euphemism of sexual arousal, specifically an erection in males. When blood shoots from the nose explosively in a ridiculous quantity, the implication is an actual ejaculation. The concept comes from a Japanese old wives' tale.
What is that Japanese old wives' tale?
We don't have a link to the Japanese old.
And every other time a Japanese man ejaculates, it's actually a huge spray of blood from his nose.
Nice.
That's what they tell their daughters to get them to not have sex. RDFM says, dudes, that's awesome. You set up the joke perfectly, and when I logged in just now, an entire screen full of genius. Best April Fools ever. Thank you.
That was really neat for the payoff for the amount of work. That was a great
idea. Yeah, absolutely. Because I was about to just say, you know what, fuck it, we don't need an April Fool's joke.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because it's like, Asymmetric's out of business, you know? Like, that's just not funny, really.
Uh-huh.
And it's just, the ones in the past, like, you know, okay, whatever. Sidepump was funny. The ads thing, I think, was kind of funny.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but that was very funny.
There was so much work for comparatively little payoff. And this one was neat. It actually had a game impact and was cool. I like the salad one, too.
Yeah, I didn't get the salad one, really.
Hmm.
I missed that discussion about comedy and salad, apparently.
Right, yeah. We need, like, salad-colored glasses that will turn on that salad filter. let's see. Okay, so I get to Zim's question about Wang 2.0. A lot of people talking about... Paul Beatty says, hey, I remember a couple of years ago some guy talking about making a KOL D20 game. Have you ever thought of releasing a KOL D20 game? You know, the KOL D20 game, like, every time somebody says, hey, I'd like to get you guys' permission to do some big project that uses KOL stuff, I can pretty much always say yes, confident that it's never going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, you know the guy who's going to write a KOL D20 game is a guy who comes up to me and says, hey, you want to see this KOL D20 game that I made, instead of talking about how I was going to make a KOL D20 game?
Right.
And hands me a finished product, you know?
Yeah.
It was weird thinking, like, all of the artists that I want to work with and do stuff for Kingdom, and the one that we might maybe actually do it is the guy who just made the Sabretooth Lion poster. Just makes it more likely to have a finished product.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Who would win in a fight, Will Wheaton or Chick? I don't know. It depends on what the terms of the fight are, I guess. What weapons we're using. If we have to use
phasers?
Like a bat-less?
Right.
He'd probably be better at that, because I'm sure he's used one before. I don't know. Will Wheaton's awesome. I would probably have to just bow to him. I think my wife would leave me for him in a heartbeat.
That's really not the highest bar that you can set, man.
I don't know. I think she told him that we had this deal where we were allowed to sleep with certain celebrities, and she was allowed to sleep with him, and I was allowed to sleep with Daisy Fuentes.
Are you sure it's not that she is allowed to sleep with him and you are allowed to sleep with him?
Yeah, that could be. I mean, he said that I definitely got the worst end of that particular deal. This Daisy Fuentes thing, man. One time I made a comment about how one time, like 10 years ago, I said something about Daisy Fuentes being attractive. And it's like, oh look, there's your girlfriend, Daisy Fuentes.
She's not an unattractive girl.
She's not. She's not exactly what I would call a girl.
She's not an unattractive woman?
Lady. She's not an unattractive crone.
Right. Maiden or mother or crone?
Mm-hmm. Right. MythBacon876 says, they were talking about venues for KOLCon. Did you guys ever consider the Mesa Amphitheater? I think that is both too big for us and outdoors.
Right.
So we're trying to avoid the whole outdoors thing.
Do we have any more information to give to the salivating masses, or do we not?
Well, we announced the date, right, and that's basically all that's happened. We're thinking about maybe doing a LARP on Sunday, selling tickets for that, and looking into getting space for that. We've got Dave and Buster's basically arranged. It's kind of same deal. Saturday, it will... costume party at the same place, and whatever musical acts are playing will play there at the costume party. So it's kind of a combination of all the best parts of every con.
Can you describe Saturday again? Because you the first time tonight, but you dropped out for like 20 seconds.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
All right, so Saturday, barbecue during the day, and then a costume party at night at the same venue. Any musical acts that play will play during the costume party. And, yeah. It's a good-sized indoor venue catered by us. Here's a question for people. We were thinking that it would really allow us to lose significantly less money on this if we did, like, a reasonably priced cash bar at the venue. And how big of a deal do you think that would be? You know, in the past, whatever we've done at night, people have always had to buy their own drinks, and nobody ever really cared. But right. Once we move into actually, all right, so now people are going to be buying drinks from us. We've never really done that before. So we would still do, like, free beer, free food at Dave & Buster's, all that, free food and soda, then free beer and food during the afternoon. But then I was thinking of actually, because we have to hire bartenders anyway, so I was thinking about actually just setting up, you know, like, $3 mixed drinks or whatever. And curious as to how people would feel about that, whether they would be okay with that. Because
I would guess that would be great. Like, I would enjoy that. I would rather pay our company $3 per drink than pay the venue $5 for a drink. Yeah.
I figure that's how most people will feel. I just don't, you know, anytime I do anything that even comes close to resembling commerce, I get a little squeamish about it.
Right.
God damn, my throat hurts. This is really unpleasant and sucks. I'm tired of it, and I want it to stop. Maybe I should go get some chloroseptic.
Chloroseptic. Chloroseptic never worked for me.
Works for me.
It's really good for numbing your tongue, but yeah. I really never want to numb my tongue. So.
Yeah. Well, what if you're about to get your tongue cut off? I think you'd want it numbed then.
Yeah, that rarely ever happens unless you know something I don't.
Stupak 2 says, why doesn't the sorceress drop some epic item? She should.
She does. She drops the glimmering chasm that takes you to your next life.
Oh, yeah. It's really the sorceress's gash.
Let's not talk about the sorceress's gash. There are children.
Mowgli says, you really ought to do something about this lag. The game is becoming unplayable in hardcore. Well, yeah. We did do something about the lag by making it not April Fool's anymore. So, apparently, we're gonna need to do a little bit of hardware rejiggering for Crimbo, because it got pretty laggy pretty fast, and I think that it's just out of RAM on the web service, which is pretty easy to fix. Just buy some RAM, take it down there, stick in those machines.
Yep.
All set. Pantsless says, you guys should add a musical instrument called the cock out. Yeah.
Wow. I don't think we will.
Apocalypse Throb says, Jacques Le Lame Juicer put fruit and vegetables in it to make lame juice drinks. Yeah.
Are you in the ghetto?
No. No, there are just sirens here all the time. The other thing is, you know what really kind of bothers me about this place? Like, it's not like, oh, I hate the big city because it's so noisy, but there is just always fucking car horns honking.
Huh.
And like, what? Why? Why do people have to honk their goddamn horns all the time?
I'm not sure that you ever really need to honk a car horn at this point.
Well, I mean, so there are definitely, like, I honk my horn occasionally. Like, if I have sat for 10 seconds behind someone at a green light, who just clearly isn't paying attention, right? I will beep the horn. But, like, this is just, like, an entire, like, constantly, I will be walking around, and I will just see an entire line of cars all just laying on their horns. And what the fuck is the point of that?
Yeah. If you're, like, 12 cars back in traffic, honking the horn is just kind of a dick move. At that point.
King Stupid says, what pen and paper RPGs do you guys play slash own? I've heard that D&D and Toon from previous radio shows. Well, I own a lot more RPGs than I play.
I haven't played one in a long, long time.
Yeah. We played a little bit of Dungeons & Dragons a few months ago. But I was a terrible dungeon master. And 4th edition, I really like 4th edition D&D. I have all the books because I like reading them and I think that they're cool. And I would really like to play the computer game that they're obviously trying to make D&D into. I think that that game would be a lot of fun. Yeah, we played some Toon. I played a lot of the... I mean, not a lot. I played some of the Star Wars West End, the D6 game. That was a lot of fun. Played some Car Wars. But that's more of a miniatures game than a role-playing game.
I haven't actually played any miniatures games. My roommate, or our upstairs tenant, I suppose, is heavily into the miniature stuff, and, yeah, I just don't get it. It's like collectible card games to me, only worse. Just more stuff to buy.
No, like, Selden is really into War Machine, whatever. And, I can imagine getting into painting the miniatures, uh-huh. Right? Because it's like I can imagine getting into Model Railroad, you know? Like, it's like a Model Railroad that you're actually doing something with. Like, when I see the people making, like, cool-looking scenery for their games and stuff, I'm like, you know, that's neat. I can definitely understand the appeal of that.
Yeah.
The gameplay itself doesn't seem very fun to me, though. I played Warhammer a couple of times in high school. And, you know, it was fun, but it, like... I need a game to either have a lot going on or be over really quickly. You know, so, like, I could see sitting for 3 or 4 hours playing Dungeons & Dragons, because in that 3 or 4 hours, you know, it's like, oh, well, first of all, we had to talk our way out of, being imprisoned by the evil necromancer, and then we had to escape the fiendish traps in his lair, and then we had to kill all these skeletons. Like, and, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on, and each individual segment of it is over relatively quickly, right? There's this kind of immediacy of getting stuff done. You roll a dice. You roll a die. It tells you whether you succeeded at something or not. You know, like, it goes on like that. But I guess the same thing is true in a miniatures game, but it's like, I just... So, the only one that I ever really played much of, the only game that I ever actually bought any miniatures for was that, like, WizKids MechWarrior sort of... It was kind of like a collectible card game miniatures game, a collectible miniatures game, I guess, where you'd buy a pack, and there would just be some miniatures in it. So it had that kind of Skinner box appeal of, like, oh, what rare one did I get, or whatever.
Right.
And it's set up, games are limited to, like, 45 minutes or 50 minutes or something. I was like, great, this is perfect. This is exactly what I want out of a miniatures game. So me and the guys from work, we're going to play it. So we all got our stuff. And they, like, just changed the rules, made the game last, like, 6 fucking hours. And I'm just like, you know, fuck this. Like, partially I'm terrible at stuff like that, and so I would always just get, like, after the first couple turns, it's like, well, I'm fucked. There's no way I can really do anything in this game now. And, you know, so then I'm just gonna go watch television or play video games while you finish out this 6-hour game. I'll see you guys later.
I've watched them play it, and it... I don't know. I think that the rules are just too intricate for me, because it just looks like somebody checking a rule book and then arguing about, you know, hey, I summoned 8 more Warmancers to take out your dude. No, you can't do that, because you're 6 inches away, not 5 inches. And no.
Yeah.
And consulting the manual is kind of the entirety of every Arkham Horror game, I guess. But at least you're working with everybody, so you're not arguing with people about the rules.
Right. see. Ozark says, is there any reason that oyster eggs are not multi-usable yet? Yeah, I don't remember exactly. It was a pain in the ass. And so, it was a pain in the ass, and every time I look at it, I'm like, oh, I should make those multi-usable, and I'm like, eh. Still a pain in the ass. Very limited benefit. Let's see. T.T. Boyardee says, after listening to Monday's show, I'm saddened that Hobopolis didn't have two hobos beating the crap out of each other over wearing a pair of sunglasses.
He's talking about, what's the name of that movie? I've come to kick ass and chew bubblegum and I'm all out of bubblegum.
And it was in They Live.
Yeah, and then there's the huge fight in the alley in They Live. The, like, fist fight that just goes on forever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that in a long, long time. Aaron Finger says, I think KOL could use a bunch more side quests in different areas, like the early on Unjoyed quests and whatnot. Those make the game less one-dimensional and more awesome, especially if they have somewhat useful rewards. Yeah, no, I agree. More smaller side questy kind of things is something that I've kind of wanted for a long time, and just, I don't know why we don't do it, you know?
I think it's because if the rewards are too good, then they're not optional quests anymore.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, we just be careful not to make the rewards overpowered, and then it's like, you know, it's not even like a big deal if we were to add something that took a few turns that everybody just suddenly had to do during a run, right? Because it would be changing things up, at least as we change things up. Let's see. Fred Levi says, bosses should have slightly different if you've already lost to them and are fighting them again. Like, text, maybe? Intro text? I can see that, but I don't really want to do it.
We should just add, oh, it's you again? He sneers, she sneers, it sneers.
Only a half hour before I go, meet a naked Jew and his bird friend.
Oh, yeah. Is a naked Jew old enough to drink?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I remember he I think one of the, we did a radio show on his 21st birthday, and he sent us a thing about it. Yeah. I walked past the place that I'm meeting him, scoped it out. There don't appear to be a lot of places to hide in ambush. So, I guess I won't be ambushing a naked Jew.
Okay. Let's see. I'm looking for a couple of decent questions to read. This is why I'm so quiet. I'm actually looking at stuff that has to do with the radio show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Eternity says, is there any way you guys could implement a way for a player to take a mass amount of items out of their store if they wanted to? I'm trying to clear out my store and take all is slow. Yeah. That interface is awful, I know.
Jean-Pierre Bessuire says, so to ask this way as well, will Scully host a themed karaoke contest this year? Yes, it's been a year since last one now, and we all want to hear random players sing, right? Actually, yeah, after 3 months off, I'm going back to having a music show tomorrow. If it's 9 o'clock or 5 to 9 where you live, it'll be 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon is my show. And I will be doing another karaoke contest. I'll announce it on the show tomorrow. That was kind of cool. The two or three people have asked whether I was going to do that again.
To do what again? I didn't exactly understand you when you were reading the question.
Oh, karaoke contest. I've done it, like, I think I missed 1 year. I've done at least three of them. That's where Cow and Bee's Breakfast at Tiffany's came from. Was the first one of those.
Right. No, I knew that. How long do you give people to put stuff together?
Usually 2 weeks. And, last year was a gender swap, which turned out all right. The year before that, it had to be a song that was referenced in-game. I might just do that again. Somebody built a site with karaoke tracks for all of the songs that are referenced in-game that have karaoke tracks. And I want to give her some props for doing that.
I see. That's cool. Watertail's asked, question number one, whatever happened to Jake's idea of doing a Gangstas of Love show with Doc Galactic? It was actually with the Pretentious Artist. He still tells me that he wants to do that all the time. Also, from whence can we download the Phoenix and Nama show, asshole? There are like four on asymmetric.net, and those were pretty entertaining. Those were the four that were done. You gotta tell Nama to get back on that radio kick.
Let's see.
Extirpator says, holy snap, the audio is terrible tonight.
Isn't it, though? It is. I Speculum suggested that I should just run a cable from my headphone output to split mic input on the big computer for next show.
I don't think that works, though, because when I tried to do that from my phone, because the mic jack is looking for so much less power, like, you can never get the levels right.
I know it didn't work when I did it from the front of my computer to the back of my computer, but,
I don't fucking know, but, you know, this is such a pain in the ass, and it is just really infuriating. Because we cannot possibly be the only people who want to do stuff like this.
Well, another...
I think the fact that we actually broadcast them is what causes a lot of the problems, right? Like, if we were just recording stuff and then making it available as MP3s, it would be an entirely different thing.
There were a ton of people out in the forums and stuff that I was looking at, though, who do the same thing. They host DJ shows and they have people Skype in, and all of the threads where people were posting and saying, how do I do this now, just ended with a bunch of people going, how do I do this now?
Mm-hmm.
So either it's new enough that nobody's figured it out yet, or just it's not to be figured out.
Yep.
Although, while we were on the show, I did get another response from the Creative Labs people.
Does it help?
I wish that they would have a fucking live chat, because what they're doing is, you know how when you call any kind of tech support and they are clearly reading off a screen that has a set of things that you're supposed to do first? That's what they're doing, only via email. So it's just kind of infuriatingly slow. Now they're like, here's a picture of where the model number is on your Sound Blaster product. Here's a list of all the drivers by model number. Now that you know which one you own, you can now download the proper driver. It's like, motherfucker, I have the right driver. It came on a disc.
You should send them some Pepsi with AIDS blood in it.
I really should. Yeah, this, and he sent me a link to, here's a page from our knowledge base, which is, select show disabled devices and then what you hear will show up. No, it doesn't. And that's what I told the last four assholes. God damn it. I'm so unprofessional. And on that note, we can get out on that note if you'd like.
Yeah, alright. I'll see you Thursday, kids. This is Scully. You'll see the kids tomorrow.
I will. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.